I'm going to show you a video of Dan Bongino. I used to be a big fan of his, and I still like him, but I just don't have the time to watch him like I used to. But I want to show you a point. I know I've been talking a lot about the vaccine lately and doing more videos on that, but there's just an overwhelming amount of information that's been coming out and showing the damage that it's doing to so many people. And Dan Bongino comes out live on the air as he's doing a show and kind of breaks down and talks about how it's affected him and how now he's suddenly having his heart is degenerating. And he totally believes it's due to the vaccine. He had a healthy heart before. He took it while he was having cancer. His doctor basically told him, so you need to take this jab because during the treatment that you're getting, it really breaks down your immune system and you need something to help you. And I remember when he was going through that and he talked about it and how he really wasn't sure, but his doctor, he's going to listen to the advice his doctor gave him. And now he regrets it. And that is one of the biggest things I'm hearing more and more, and I'm sure you are as well, that people that have taken this by force or who took it under the advice of their doctor are living with so much regret. And you see the regret on Dan's face, and it's really sad to see this. He doesn't know what's in store for him, and it was just a big revelation. So take a look for yourself. This is what millions of Americans are going through right now. I also posted something on my social media one time, and there was a meme that had said, I can't imagine what it must be like to see people dropping like flies every day and that you had that same poison go through your body. The sad part was it was just a regular post, and I was reading about it, and there was a woman who responded to this, and I'm going to tell you why it's important. Many people on our side have become callous, and we can't be like them because there was millions of Americans that were forced at the beginning. Like I said, forced at the beginning, and we can't be like the left. And I find that, and I've done it, how we brag about how we're proud we haven't done it. We have no regrets, and so many of them have regrets. But I read this statement by this woman, and it really broke my heart to see what she had to say. And I'm going to read it to you. And like I said, you be the judge. And remember, millions of people took this against their own will. And I know we all have a choice. I chose not to. I lost my job, but I was in a position where I could afford not to do it. But many people are not. This is one of the reasons why they get you attached to this system that we have, because you can't live without it. But I'm going to read your response. And it was heartbreaking to see. And I just want to read it to you right now. And it was in the meme. She said, I'll tell you how it feels. Horrible. Terrifying, sad. I have started to talk about my death with my husband. I am the only one in my family of five that got it. The amount of regret that I have is insane, and I'm so scared. To me, that's heartbreaking to see someone write that and just be able to expose her inner feelings to people. And I'm sure she isn't someone that has an ideology. Obviously, she isn't a leftist. But here goes someone who took it for whatever reason. She believes she might have been misled by a doctor. Maybe her husband did tell her not to. Maybe we don't know. But the fact is, she regrets it. She's scared for her life. And there's probably millions of Americans like that as more and more this information comes out. And I would just say, I feel that our side is more the compassionate side. You know, you have a leftist, you want to give them the dig, that's fine. But there are people, just be aware, when you post, when you say things, there are people who are living in fear every day. And that's just my take on it. Do what you want. But I am being a little more careful what I say around people because people are terrified. Anyway, check out Dan. And this is also heartbreaking. And again, Dan is just one of many people that feel this way. Check it out.
But censorship is a way for them to stop challenging themselves. It's a way to keep this anti-human movement going without any of us knowing, because you're never going to hear the other side. And nowhere was the censorship regime and the anti-human regime more evident than the controversy surrounding the COVID vaccine and the potential side effect. Folks, listen, I think I've been sidetracked from the show. No, not really. I'm terrified of what happened with this COVID vaccine. I wear this Oura ring every day. Monitors my heart rate variability, my sleep. I went through a lot. cancer and the chemo, and because I'm interested in science, not hyperbolic nonsense, chemotherapy, especially ABVD chemo, has a really bad effect on your hormones. I work out religiously. My blood work is amazing for my age at 48. I'm not bragging. Don't take it that way. I'm trying to make a point. That is not reflected in my heart. My heart is not doing well. My HRV, my heart rate variability, the higher the score, the better. My heart rate variability is down in like the 10s and 20s, which for a 48-year-old guy who works out 7 days a week, it has a really impeccable blood profile, there's something wrong. And it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. Does that have anything to do with the fact that the worst healthcare decision of my life, taking this vaccine, and I was one of the first people to get it because I had cancer at the time, and I did it because I was afraid, and I've told you that many times. But make no mistake, and you can go back and look, please produce your own receipts, don't take my word for it. I was absolutely clear at the time in not pushing this thing on anyone else because I was unsure what it was going to do, and my circumstances were very unique. Matter of fact, but the war with my radio syndicator was over forcing people to get this vaccine.
And there you have it. Dan Bongino breaks down, telling you how he feels. And I just read to you just from a woman who was online that I saw. I don't know her, and I just happened to be in a chat, and I saw her post this. And like I said, it's heartbreaking to see that there are people like this. Not everybody is a leftist that took this jab. Not everybody took it for political reasons. There are people who don't pay attention to what's going on. Is that their fault? Of course, you know, people should be more informed. But people don't want to be pulled into the world of politics. And you know why? Because talking politics is a dirty game. Families are breaking up, all this stuff. And I just want you to realize, again, you do what you want, but there are people like Dan Bongino, like that woman I just read the quote from, that are terrified. And you have to decide, do you want to be someone who antagonizes those people because you did what I believe now and I know then was the right thing? Or do you want to be someone who's compassionate and really talk to these people and sympathize with them and say, I'm sorry? Like, if I saw Dan Bongino, I saw that woman, I'd say, I'm sorry, but you should be mad. You should get involved in some type of lawsuit, and I'm going to say a prayer for you. And be a little compassionate to them and tell them, I'm there for you. If you know them, say, I'll be there for you. If you need me for anything, just that kind of thing. Let's not be like these leftists. I know it's a war going on, but again, just my feeling is there are people who are caught up in all this political, this war that's going on and have no idea what's going on. Anyway, just my thoughts on that. You know, I wish you all well. Anyway, thanks for watching. I'll talk to you soon.